Ukraine security issue.
On the 117th day of the war, the Russian army continues to attack the entire territory of Ukraine with missiles and artillery fire in the northern, eastern, and southern Ukrainian regions. Shelling has become more intense along the entire front line in the Donbas region. The occupiers are attacking cities and villages of the region with artillery, tanks, and multiple launch rocket systems. As a result of such attacks in the Donetsk region on Sunday, the enemy destroyed high-rise buildings, private houses, and the hospital. One person was killed and seven were injured. Alexander Strzok, head of the Severodonetsk City Military Administration, said that the Russian army uses all possible weapons to attack the Luhansk region. The fighting for Severodonetsk continues. The Russians possibly deport locals to Russia from the temporarily occupied part of the city and place heavy weapons on the territory of their homes. According to Alexander Strzok, the Russian invaders seized most of the residential areas. At the same time, the Ukrainian military controls a third of the city. Our guys keep the defense of the Luhansk region practically around the clock. The street combats continue. Russian soldiers also target the Ukrainian military with artillery and mortars. Periodically, they carry out air raids. The situation is complicated. The enemy deploys more and more manpower to storm the city. The Ukrainian armed forces have to make superhuman efforts to hold the line of the defense, prevent the enemy from advancing, and to maintain their current positions, said Alexander Strzok. The Russian army has also increased the intensity of shelling in the Kharkiv region. Civilians, including children, have been wounded. According to military expert Oleg Zhdanov, Ukraine should not expect the Russians to attack Kharkiv in the near future. The expert believes that the Russian army will lack the military resources and strength to attack the city. Currently, the occupiers can only hold the situation and prevent the Ukrainian armed forces from reaching the state border. Oleg Zhdanov called the Kharkiv region a maneuver to withdraw the Ukrainian military from the eastern areas. Now Russia has to strengthen the Zaporizhia front line, because the Ukrainian armed forces in the south are conducting successful counterattacks. Now it's us chasing them. Last week we witnessed the same T-62 tanks in the areas of Popasna and Severodonetsk in the Luhansk region. Now they have had to return a part of the forces to Zaporizhia in order to maintain their positions and to prevent the Ukrainian armed forces from moving further, in particular in the direction of Mariupol. The Russians have been forced to regroup. It seems that the area they can cover with their forces is becoming smaller, and they are pulling the forces from one corner to another. The fighting has turned to positional warfare. So we still cannot carry out a full-scale counterattack, since we have not received the necessary amount of weapons. And they cannot carry out their offensive because their resources are limited and they are running out little by little, said Oleg Zhdanov. Meanwhile, a powerful guerrilla movement has unfolded in the Kherson region. If Ukraine's Western partners deliver the heavy weapons needed for counteroffensive in the nearest future, this shall help to liberate the region from the Russian occupiers. The first deputy chairman of the Kherson Regional Council, Yuri Sobolevsky, said that the situation in the region is getting worse by every coming day. The Russians are intensifying terror against the locals. People are being abducted and killed because of resistance to the occupation, he said. The occupiers are very nervous. They understand that they have failed to break our people in the Kherson region, failed to hold a pseudo-referendum on secession from Ukraine, failed to introduce their currency. They also failed to gather locals for all the festivities they are trying to organize in the occupied part of the Kherson region. Our militaries are also making the invader nervous. Unfortunately, the pressure on the population, filtration measures, the number of people disappearing are increasing, said Yuri Sobolevsky. The Russian army has received official permission to loot in Ukraine from top Russian officials. The security service of Ukraine intercepted the conversation of the occupiers with their relatives. Therefore, Russian soldiers are not held accountable in Russia for thefts during the war in Ukraine. Russia has already stolen about 400,000 tons of grain from the temporarily occupied territories of Ukraine. The invaders are threatening Ukrainian farmers who are under occupation to take away at least another 70% of the future harvest. According to Ukrainian intelligence, much of the grain exported from Ukraine is on dry cargo ships under the Russian flag in the Mediterranean. In the meantime, the EU is set on freeing Ukrainian grain blocked by Russia in the Black Sea ports. To this end, EU foreign ministers held a meeting in Luxembourg. Due to the blockade, 7 million tons of wheat, 14 million tons of corn, 3 million tons of sunflower oil, and 3 million tons of sunflower press cake have failed to reach the world market. This has already caused a record increase in prices on the world market and will irreversibly cause a global food crisis and inflation growth. Hollywood actor and UN Goodwill Ambassador Ben Stiller has arrived in Makariv in Kyiv region, report journalists of Ukrainian radio. In the beginning of the full-scale invasion, the town of Makariv was under Russian occupation and later liberated by the Ukrainian armed forces. Yesterday, Ben Stiller was in Lviv. Earlier, he also visited Poland with a humanitarian mission. There, he met with Ukrainian refugees. Ben Stiller is not the first star to have visited Ukraine during the war. Earlier, Angelina Jolie, Sean Penn, and Liv Schreiber have shown their support to Ukrainians.